Hey, listening to 91.7 KXT, I'd like to welcome back J.D. McPherson to Dallas, to the studio. Thanks, J.D., for coming back in.
So happy to be back in Dallas.
Great.
Awesome.
Glad to have you guys play tonight at the Granada Theater. And your new album comes out next year.
Yep. Yeah, cool. February of next year. And we've got a new EP out that just came out a few days ago, and a couple more surprises for the rest of the year. But yeah, we're looking forward to all that stuff.
Excellent. Yeah, that EP called The Warm Covers.
Yeah.
very cool title. Let's get started. What do you got lined up for us today?
Well, this is one from that EP. This is a Billy Boy Arnold song called I Wish You Would.
About break of day, that's my baby went away. Please, pretty baby, give me one more chance. You know I love you, wanna be your man. Crying and a bleeding won't do you no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. 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 Drinking all night long, drove my baby away from home. Please, pretty baby, give me one more chance. You know I love you, wanna be your man. Crying and a bleeding won't do you no good. Come back, baby, I wish you would. I wish you would. Come back, baby, I wish you would. Come back, baby, I wish you would.
Awesome. Nice job. J.D. McPherson in the studio with us today for the KXT live sessions. Yeah, welcome back. Thank you once again for stopping back in before your show tonight at the Granada Theater. Yeah, sounds great. Your new EP just came out, like you said, a couple days ago. The Warm Covers, that's one from it. I Wish You Would. Nice. And for those who might not know, I mean, you're not from far from here, are you? You're from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Well, yeah, actually even closer than that. I grew up in southeast Oklahoma, which... a town no one would have ever heard of. But yeah, I'm used to dip into Texas once in a while on the weekends with my buddies in high school.
Yeah. That's cool. And you're a degreed professional, aren't you? I mean, not in music, but you have a master's of fine arts.
Yeah, I definitely do not have a musical degree.
Okay.
I went to art school, went all the way through MFA. The art that when you go to the museum and you say, that's not art, that's the stuff that I majored in.
So. Okay, see, I got you.
Yeah.
And you were a teacher for a while, too. You mm-hmm. taught middle school kids?
Yeah, I did, for about 3 years. Right out of grad school, I got that. That was a wonderful gig. But as it goes, you know, the arts sometimes get cut here and there.
Yeah.
And I was the youngest kid on the totem pole, so I was out. But luckily... had a record in a back pocket and was able to tour with these fellas and have been doing ever since.
Nice. Yeah. And really, the guy standing to your right, really you kind of owe the beginning of your music career too, Jimmy Sutton, who heard your demos. I mean,
we'd known each other for a little while, and we'd been talking about doing something together. Of course, he'd been building a studio for a few years, and it just so happened everything sort of came together all at the right time. I lost my job at exactly the right time. He finished his studio at the right time, and we had made that record, and I was still teaching, so I had no plans to ever quit that, and just so happened that I'm much happier now. This is what I've always wanted to do ever since I was 15 years old, so yeah, this is awesome.
Excellent. Jimmy, what was it about JD's music that you liked that really stood out maybe from other submissions you got for your label?
Well, it definitely stood out amongst the crowd, but his singing was great, and he's a really good wordsmith, a great songwriter, and a great fella to travel around the world with. So, yeah.
Great.
I don't snore.
That's important. It's important on tour. Yeah, okay.
Jason says that I do.
Oh, you do? Okay, yeah. All right.
That Mark Twain said, there's no reason to know why a snorer can't hear himself snore, so I guess I do snore, but there's no way to know it.
All right. Well, what are you going to play for us next? Something else off the new EP?
Well, actually, we're going to go, since you asked that question a second ago about Jimmy and I meeting a long time ago, this is one of the songs he would have heard a long time ago before I was ever doing this stuff. I had a band called the Starkweather Boys, and this is one of those from back in the day. This song is like, gosh. This song is 87 years old, I guess. I don't know. It's pretty old. This is called Little May.
Catch a Union train. Build an old biplane and fly. Little May, lovely hair when not so blue. I've been wearing my welcome just to get back home to you.
All right.
home to you.
Nicely done.
Thank you.
Man, that's fantastic.
I haven't played that one in a long time.
At least 7 years.
Yeah.
You going to play that one tonight?
I don't know. Sometimes. Sometimes we might pull that. When was the last time we really did play that? It's been a very long time. at least a month ago.
Oh, that's a good one. Man, nice job. J.D. McPherson in the studio with us here for the KXT live sessions. Y'all are excellent musicians, too. It's just a really tastefully, very tastefully done. Doug Corcoran on the saxophone. Good job, man.
Let's make sure that's Corcoran. Just
Corcoran.
The Irish pronunciation. There we go.
Doug Corcoran. Doug
there
Corcoran
we go.
On the sax. Thanks.
You gotta say
thanks for the correction.
Corcoran.
Corcoran. All right. Well, when we first heard you guys, you know, watched the videos, and you guys are actually recording. You did Southside Girl on like old vintage equipment and that kind of thing, vintage recorders and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be also Northside Gal.
Northside Gal. Yeah.
Thank close.
Boy, I'm Irish full of pronunciation.
Irish pronunciation. Northside Gal.
Northside Gal.
The North-South thing in Ireland is very... The North-South thing in Ireland is very... It's very sensitive, so we may make sure we say Northside Gal.
I understand. Northside Gal. See, I thought that was weird. On the website, it said girl, but gal, you're saying it is gal. I'm like, maybe I'm getting it wrong.
Does it say that on the website? Because
yeah,
that is wrong.
Heads are going to roll.
Eric, I'm going to retract all this stuff. So I'll
no,
do
it's
later.
Gold.
No, it's cool.
This is gold.
But anyway, you actually sought out that old recording equipment, old tape, you know, recorders and mixers and that kind of thing, which I thought was super cool anyway. But not only that, this new EP you released on a vintage label, on the old VJ label, right?
Yeah, That's something we're really, really geeking out about. We're really excited about that. I think we're getting some of those today. I think the first shipment is going to arrive at the theater today, so we're going to get to see them. But VJ was a very, very important label out of Chicago. You hear a lot about, you know, Chess Records, but VJ was an extremely important label in Chicago, and a ton of amazing blues, R&B, rock and roll, gospel stuff was recorded on that label. John Lee Hooker was on that label. You know, and from the other side, the Beatles, their first stuff in the U.S. was released on VJ. So it just has this really big history. Well, Concord Music, who owns Rounder Records, acquired all the VJ catalog and asked us, hey, you know, if you ever want to, you can record any VJ song because, you know, we've got the publishing for all that stuff. And the idea came up. Let's just go completely nuts and release a VJ release, like a 45 that looks like the old maroon and silver. And so we did the limited release of that, and I'm just really excited about it.
Yeah, that's because awesome.
I mean, to see, you know, to hear the band and see the name on the VJ label is like a record nerd's dream come true. So
for
yeah,
sure. As all are all of us too, and our listeners are as well. So it fits right in. Read an interesting story about you. You guys were on tour. Or you good friends, that is, with members of Lucius, and they had an unfortunate experience, really, to say the least. You guys kind of swooped in and saved the day. What happened there?
Well, first, let me start off by saying we meet a lot of bands, and we've loved all the bands we've played with, but Lucius are some of our dearest friends that we've ever met on the road, and really top excellent people, great musicians. Their album is so good. And everything about them is great, but sometimes bad things happen to good people. And we were, it was our first show together. I think it was in Brooklyn, and they were just kind of starting out. They just had an EP out and they were kind of building up to make a release, and their van was stolen on this like triumphant evening they were supposed to have at the Mercury Lounge? It was the Mercury Lounge, I believe.
It was two nights at the Mercury Lounge. In the middle there.
Yeah. Somebody stole their van. Some horrible, horrible, naughty person stole their van, all their equipment, and they were really bummed out. And you know, whatever we had to lend them, we could. They've got a lot of really unusual things that we didn't have. But honestly, that was probably the best I've ever seen them play. They were just so like amped up and kind of angry and sort of, you know, on adrenaline anyway. They were just like, I don't know, they were really, really wailing that night. So, but since then, they have acquired new equipment, and they sound amazing, and their live shows are one of the best I've ever seen. I can't say enough good things about Lucius. They're a wonderful, wonderful band.
That's awesome. You guys did a song together that's so cool. It's a Buddy Holly tune that it's like, wow, that was really, really cool. And it was so cool of you to do that, too, because I can't help but think in the past, you know, bands and artists are competitive, and to actually loan them your gear and let them to do that. That's fantastic.
Yeah, they could have used some good vibes that night, but we would have done it anyway. I mean, they're just good folks.
All right. One more question, just to get you to play one more song, if you would, too. You're on tour, you go back home to play in November, you're going to be back up in Tulsa.
Yeah.
And then it's off to Europe after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
How are you received over there?
We haven't been to Europe in a couple of years, but when this band first started, before all these guys were playing, it was just, it was like that was where we went all the time. It seemed like that was one of the third or fourth gig or something we played was in Europe. And we toured over there quite a bit, but just steam was building over here, and we've toured a lot over here, obviously. And so it's the new EP coming out is a good excuse to go back over there. And so it's going to be like, you know, all again, we've got all these guys, Doug and Ray. We've been some places in Europe with Doug and Ray, but I'm anxious to get a few more places with them because I'm just super proud of these guys that we play with. And but man, love playing Europe, though. I really do. We had a big crowd, like, just right off the bat over there. Like,
really?
The record came out, and it was immediately we had folks over there that were ready to come out, and so we're anxious to see them again.
Any particularly favorite places over there?
My particular favorite places are in Spain. We're not going to Spain this time, but we will shortly thereafter. But Spain is amazing country, great food, great people, great landscape. Belgium is like a second home over there.
Really?
Our tour manager over there lives in Belgium, and it's just, they're very laid-back people. I say this with the absolute fondest meaning behind it, but they're like the Midwest of Europe. They're
right.
Just hardworking, yeah. Fun-loving people. There's no pretense. They're really into the good things that they have and really easy to talk to. And I love playing Scotland. We're going to play Glasgow, and that is just one of the wildest, most uproarious groups of people, concert goers that there are on the planet. So those three are the highlights for me.
Awesome. That's great, man. What will you play for us for your last song?
We'll do one off the first record. We're going to do Firebug.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Nicely done. Good job. It's J.D. McPherson here in the studio with us for the KXT Live Sessions. J.D. McPherson, of course, vocalist, guitarist. Jimmy Sutton, upright bass and vocals. Jason Smay on the drums. Ray Gisildo on the pianos, on the keys. And Doug Corcoran on the sax, the guitar. Plays tambourine.
Okay. Hasildo, by the way. That's Irish spelling, the Irish pronunciation. Hasildo.
Ray Hasildo. Yeah. Okay. Hey, you guys have a great show tonight at the Granada Theater. Once again, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having us, guys. Appreciate it so much. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you very much to Jason Ridings. He makes our KXT Live Sessions possible. Big thanks to Joe Bellotti, Mary Beth Baim, and Dane Walters. They're our videographers. Eric Bright is our sound engineer. You're listening to 91.7 KXT.